Our God, we bow and worship you. Our God, we bow. Our God, we bow and worship you. Awesome God. Awesome God. How great thou art. Yes. You are God. Mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holiness. Our God, we bow and worship you. Our God, we bow. Our God, we bow and worship you. We bow down and worship you. We worship you. Our God, we worship you. We bow down and worship you. We enter in. Our God, we enter in. 'Cause you meant for you. Sweet perfume. Your awesome presence is in this place. This is holy ground. Lord, we have come to bow down. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. Lord, we have come to bow down. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. Lord, we have come to bow down. Lord, we lift up our voice. This is holy ground. Ancient of days, we bow down. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. Oh Lord, our God, we bow down. For you are good. And all the miracles you've done has brought us joy. Lord, we are changed. And all the hope we have, we place in you right now. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare that we love you. We declare Lord, for you make it personal. Father, I declare that I love you. I declare my everlasting love for you. Father, I declare, Father, I declare that I love you. I declare my everlasting love for you. I declare my everlasting love for you. I declare my everlasting love for you. Yes. I declare my everlasting love for you. 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 I declare my everlasting love for you, mighty God. I declare my everlasting love for you. Beloved, the word of the Lord clearly states, for your sake and my sake, God helping us to understand in Luke 12:48, to whom much is given, much is required. To whom much is given, much is required. To whom much is given, much is required. So it is completely obvious that what God expects from us is based on what has been given unto us. And actually what he has given unto us cannot be measured by money. It cannot be measured by our ability. There's nothing that we can use as a measuring line to look at what Christ is to us. Actually, is our all in all. Our life is hidden in him. He is our wisdom. He is our life. He is the joy and the rejoicing of our heart. He is our sustainer, our comforter, our counselor. He is our help. God showcased his unending favor through the Son of his love towards us. Therefore, this morning, how can we exclaim that our God is mighty? How else can we thank him for the favor he has shown to us in Christ Jesus? that he that knew no sin was made to sin for us, that we can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, in your own way, because a woman was understood what she got in Christ Jesus, she was caught in the very act that the law says all that she needed, the law condemned her. She was caught doing adultery. Beloved, we have seen men that we've had reports after the issue that they've done. But beloved, she was caught red-handed. And the Lord says she deserved to be stoned to death. And Jesus, beloved, for that woman, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, stood on our behalf as he has stood on our behalf and looked at that woman. He decided to scribble on the ground. And as Jesus was scribbling on the ground, he said to our accuser, if any one of you have not committed the same crime, yes, the law says she deserved to die. If any one of you have never committed any crime, then be the first to stone her. There's a mystery about what Jesus did. Every one of them departed because none of the records were clean. The only one that was standing was Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, because he was the sinless man. The only one that has the right to condemn has to be without sin. And he looked at that woman and said, if no one condemn you, then I didn't condemn you. What a joy that the one that has the right of condemnation is the one that actually bailed out of condemnation, is the one that stood and said, Elinolua Folake Majimati, you deserve to be condemned, but I stand for your justification and I release you. And nobody has the audacity to call him to question that he said, my sins are forgiven. My iniquity he shall remember no more. The only sinless offering of the Father. Beloved, look at Mary, who the only business she knew was the business of sin. That was a trade. That was the only life she was used to. That was the only way of bringing in income. And Jesus said, if no one condemn you, I that have the right according to law, the law says It is the priest that can forgive iniquity and prevent that individual fellow from being stoned to death. The priest was standing, but their record was not right. They were unable to condemn her. But the word of the Lord said for Jesus, no sin was found in him. He that knew no sin, but yet became a sin for us. That we can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That is why the word of the Lord will say concerning you and I, that Christ, Son of God, 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, let's read the scripture. Paul begins to speak in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. He said in verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, it's a place that cannot be avoided. Every believer will be called to account. And we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may be repaid for what has been done in the body. Whether good or bad, that is, each will be held responsible for his actions. Each will be held responsible for his purposes. Each will be held responsible for his goals. Each will be held responsible for his motives, for doing what they did. Each will be held responsible for whatever we do in our action, in the purposes, in the race, how we run our race and what we do, how we do what we've done, in the use or misuse of our time, whether we use our time right. Time is a gift of God to man. Each will be held responsible of how we use or misuse our opportunities. Each will be held responsible about how we use or misuse our abilities. What God has placed as his own gift to man. Purposes are divinely given to man. Everyone is designed to accomplish a purpose, and God determines what that purpose is. Actions that we take according or against the purpose is said it will be weighed. The goals that we run towards, whether it's your goal, my goal, or God's goal, God said, when we stand before him, there are things to make account for. But Paul says, therefore, since we know the fear of the Lord and understand the importance of obedience, and we understand the importance of worship, because these are the things we do towards God. He said we persuade people to be reconciled to Christ, but we are plainly known to God. He knows everything about us. How will Paul say that God knows everything? Because by the word of God, Hebrews chapter number 4, verse 13, the word of the Lord says that all things are made manifest before him, to whom we must give account. Hebrews number 4, verse 13. Not some things, all things, everything, every creature is manifested before God, before whom we must give account. And what, in what form and how? The reason why the word says that all things are manifested before him is the, and he is that word, because everything was created by the word of God. So he said nothing is hidden from the world. For the word of God is living, is active, is full of power. That power that is embedded in the word, it is similar to you saying that the ability for a seed to become a fruit is already embedded in that seed. You only need to plant the seed, then the fruit begins to have expression as it grows and become what anybody harvested. The word of the Lord has the power that makes it operate. It makes the word of God have the dynamic power that is, it has the quickening power, the energizing power is embedded in the word. It has the effect, the efficacy that causes the word of God to be performed. And beloved, as Amplified Version will say, it is effective. It is sharper because it operates like an instrument that can call things. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It can reach between the division of the soul and the spirit. It penetrates deep down between soul and spirit. And what does it mean? Because the human being, we are spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. Stay with me this morning. He said it can penetrate as far as the dividing of the soul and the spirit, and of both joints and the marrow. When you are looking at the joints and the marrow, you are coming into the deepest part of our nature. When you are looking at the soul and the spirit, that is man. Inside of this inner frame that God built, exposing and judging every thought, the soul and the spirit, the frame which carries the, which is the body, that is where you see the joints, the ligaments, that is where you see the marrow inside of the bone, that is talking about the shell that carries man. And the word of the Lord says that your spirit and your soul and your body makes you to be you. You are a spirit being created by God. You have a soul that comprises of your mind, of your will, and your emotion. And the word of the Lord says you live in a body. And God's word can reach into the intricacies of man and have access to every area of our life. And that is the word of the Lord that is capable of exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the earth. And why is it able to do this? Beloved, the word of the Lord is that and not a creature exists that is covered, that is concealed from his sight. But all things are open and exposed and revealed to the eyes of him with whom we have to give account. Paul was right. And when they brought that woman to Jesus, Jesus saw through that his accuser were justified. The accuser brought her to Jesus to see what Jesus is going to do, how Jesus is going to deal with her situation. They already knew that she was guilty. Beloved, bringing her to Jesus was to see her condemned. But they didn't realize that they just brought her to the one who can redeem her from destruction. I want you to lift up your voice this morning as you say to the Lord, Jesus, Son of the living God, I appear in your presence. Turn every area of my condemnation to justification by your blood. Turn every area of condemnation to justification for me by your blood. It's a piata, endega, a piata. Sotuat le pioto ike quas si ike qua a pioto e tegete che suat e tu la bacata a pioto inclustoso by your mercy, O God, turn areas of condemnation to justification for me by your mercy, by your favor. Ancient of days, you can know can say I did. O sapio o tuate. E dega apioto. E dega cusoso. E sopriandega cosiate. E lo botua tapato. E la brandiga cuasosia. Lord, regardless of what I have done, where I have been, my mistake, oh God, Lord, by your mercy, let, oh God, this morning, area of condemnation, Lord, become the area of constructive, oh God, rebuilding, oh God, help, rebuilding, favor in my life, convert my mistake to miracle by your mercy. By your favor, O God, look on me. By your favor, O God, Lord, help me. By your favor, O God, Lord, help me. Isopia atuate, entega que susiato, entega que custososiate, entega aproso, zeprondega que custososie, entega que susia. Endega custoso, endega custiate, endega apo, otrusa sazie, endega custosie, endega custoso, endega epioto, etrunaga gasuate, endega custosiato, esu atua apioto, endega custoso, endega livro sociata. Andega custosi ate, endega gaga libru socie, endogo osuate, endega gesuate, isoprondega custote, ilabocuasa si ate, endega custoso, mequata, ilabroto de gaso si ate, endega custiata, endega patuasa. Endegege libru socia, endege custo socie, endege custosa, isoprusa si ate, endege quasa, endege custoso, ilabrosa sia, endege custoso, isoprondegege socia, isoprondege custo si ate, ilabioto dotuate. Endegege libru socia, isciutiata nabaga taziate, iloprososia, endegege socia, isopriandege custo socie, isoprondegege quasa, ilabrondega asa ziato, endegege custosia, isoprondegege che socia, endegege custoso, endegege socia. E lo pronte che quasi il custoso si ate, e dega che custoso sia, e dega a pioto, le greche che custoso sia, e sopronte che custoso sia, e la priante che custosi a te, e che quasi te labbra de caso, e sopriando che custoso si ate, e dega con libro sa ato. E truna che custo socia, enda valigru socia, e soprato, e che quasce da aia, e la bioto da custo socia, e soprati che custo socia, e la proto, ente che quasa, entega a pio o tuata, e la pio ontega a pioso, si prudega che quasa si ate, e che quasa pioso da suso, e soprondiga che suata, e la broto gugu sociata, entega che suata, e la bronte che custo socie, entega che libru saate, entega custoso. E la prosocia, e la prete che quasi si ate, ente che custosua, ente che custo si ate, ente che apioto, ente che custo socie, ente quasi apioto da susu su predagasa, e che quasi atua tanti che quasi, ente che custoso, e soprato da custo sosie. E la piosu ga kakuata na gaza kapuata ga yato. E la piosua kata gaza su su pronte ge suata. E ge kuasa si atanda ge libro sosia. E da pioso to kuara batua saziate. E ge kuaso sia. E de ge kuaso. E ge kuata e puoto. E de ge kusote. Ende che custo sosie il labrota a pioto, ende che custo sosie, ende che custoto il labrioso su uta da gasuata aia il labiotua a pioto, ende che custo si ata, e che quasi se prende che custoto. E da gaiato, e ga quaca da susia, e dege che custo sosie, e soproto gozatie, e la proto gozotie, e soprondege che sugata aia, e la proto gozosu ad, e dege custo sosiad, e la proto gozate, e ge che custo sosiad. Endege custosa, e la brondega gacuasa, a dege ge ge susu asa, endege ge ge lebru sosi ate, endege ge ge libru sosi, endege custoso si, e soprondege ge quasa, e la pioto go go susu, endege ge ge libru sosi, e soprondege quasa. Endege che custo sosie, endege che così palongra satiate, il labro sosiate, endege custo sosia, endege che libro sosia, e sciotia la pentru donoso, il la pionde che custo sosiate, endege custo sosie, endo che libro sosia, e doppio che custo sosie. Ente che custoso, il labrosica quasi da gaso si ate, il labioso doloso si ato lo bonde che susia, il sopronde che custoso sia, il sopruda gaga custoso sia, il laprete che tongle che quasi, il stonde che custoso sia, e la brota che custoso sia, e la protege che tua gaga si ate, e la brosso si ate, e che custoso sia, e la prende che susia tanga che lupro sosia, e stondo che lebro sosia, e stola bagasofia, e te che custoso sia, e stobo le grasso si ate, e te che custoso sia, e soprosa si ata la botra na gaza, e stelle prende bogo sosie, e sopra nega quasa si ate, e che quasa pionde che libro sosie, e sciotto lo bronde che custo sosie. Somebody must press it into God this morning. You must say, God, have mercy upon me. This is the answer. You are saying, God, have mercy upon me. Lord, this morning I appear in your presence. Convert my condemnation. Lord, oh God, into justification. Lord, convert my guilt, oh God. Lord, into justification. By your mercy, Lord, show me favor today. 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 In la piota do si ato. Endege che su si ato doble ga quasa. Zebruza si ate. Enge cucuzoso prondega ga susia. Ende che quasi a pioto, ende che custo sosie, ende la prende che quasi, il sopronde che libro sosie, e la pio o quasi, ende che quasi, ne quasi che quasi la bonde che suate, ende che libro sosie, il soprota ante le grossi che quasi, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, according as you and I have clearly seen everything about the spirit, about the soul and the body, everything created is visible before God. So in Christ Jesus, who is the Word, all things are made plain. And the Word said that you and I someday will stand and make account of what we've done with His purpose, what actions we've taken, what goals we have run, ours or His, what is the motive behind our goals, our actions, and the race we have run, whether we use or misuse our time, our opportunities, and what we've done with the abilities that He has given us. And it is good to know, beloved, that indeed you cannot be employed by any persons, and they gave you a job specification. They want to see whether you deliver to task. So they compare the requirements and to the specification that you've done. And when they look at your delivery, it has to be in sync. If it is not in sync, it means that it is effect. It is defective. Beloved, that is why in the IT world, you will have people that have what they call requirement traceability document that cut through from the beginning of the project to the end. Whether you are an analyst, whether you are a developer, whether you are a tester, everybody must look at what was done to see from end to end whether what was delivered that looks good is according to the requirements which was meant to be delivered. It is according to the purpose of the project. It's whether what solution was built was in line with the expected requirement. Beloved, because you can build a solution, you can make the screen look good, but the underlying capability of the system is not just in the nice design outside. It's when you click the button that says you need, when I click this button, a cup of tea must begin to brew immediately. And that cup of tea must be ready in 2 minutes. You can click a button, it can begin to brew the tea, but it might take longer than 2 minutes, which means there is a problem with that one because it's not fit for purpose. It didn't meet the original plan. So if ordinary man can say, I invested my money to get this job done, and when the job is completed, I wanted to check whether it was actually delivered according to plan. So the one that created man said, I want you to fulfill this purpose. I put in you the talent to get it done. I have set a time frame that this job has to be completed by. Beloved, that is a lifetime that only God knows, and it is not shared with your neighbor. I am glad that God did not share how long I will be here for, beloved, with anybody, but my record is with Him. So God knows that there are certain things I need to accomplish. But that woman was a woman with a purpose. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, he said, I know the thought that I think towards you, they are thoughts of peace. They are not thoughts of evil. They are thoughts to give you an expected end, a future, and a hope that is established in God. So He owns the future. He owns the purpose. He understands the know-how, what you and I must do. So He specifically said, this is the way to get it done. But that woman started her journey. She ran the race of self than the race of life. You can say, but that was that woman. But you and I were started somehow, some way, but yet the love of God in Christ Jesus brought us to the place where we recognize as the word of God shows that we have not run right. But this very woman they brought in before, we brought her before the one who is the word. They said she was taken in the very act of adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to Jesus, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman to death. So what do you say? What is that Moses' law? Moses' law begins to talk about marriage violation in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 22. From verse 13. He said, if a man takes a wife and after sleeping with her, dislike her, and slanders her and give her a bad name, say, I married this woman, but when I approached her, I did not find approved of virginity. Then the young woman's father and mother shall bring to the town elders at the gate proof that she was a virgin. You can imagine. Her father will say to the elders, I gave my daughter in marriage to this man, but he dislikes her. There are personalities that dislike each other and they base their dislike on lie. This man, when he said, I marry her, when she dislike her and when she hide it on virginity, it means that a proof needs to be produced. But there are people that marry virgin in the same place. It's like this woman, you are married to your wife, and you know that lady was a virgin, but you still dislike her. Because she has not found favor in your side, or you have not found favor in her side. There are things that make people to dislike each other that even they themselves cannot explain it. It's called disfavor. Disfavor. Because he married you, you married him. Favor is not automatic. You get it. When you are in God, you expect to walk in favor. He surrounded the righteous with favor as with a shield. Beloved, the law says, even that girl put her own family into a particular challenge because producing evidences that she was raised well and she has kept herself. Beloved, it is not a funny thing. So if a person has married for 50 years, so that particular garment that they sleep on when they got married, they are still keeping it just in case the man will say, tomorrow I don't like you. That was the height of the law. Just in case the man could say, that woman, I just managed her. She was not my choice. You can even say they forced her. They forced you to marry her. Or you married her because you think she's more than this, but you realize that she doesn't. I saw a scenario where a man, a 34-year-old man, married a 15-year-old man because the law in their country permitted it. And beloved, that lady was raised in the city. Beloved, she does not know how to do anything. She doesn't know how to do housework. She does not know how to cook nothing. She was just a baby. And this man married that child. And beloved, when the girl was pregnant, he left her. And she could not found herself. And she said, I don't know what I'm doing. I was never raised to do anything in the home. I don't know what I am doing, but this man married me. My parents gave me to I don't want to live at home in Morocco or somewhere. I want to live in Spain. Brought the girl to Spain and left her on her home. At the beginning, he wanted to marry a virgin. That girl was a virgin. The Lord supporting everything, supported it. But he abandoned her. The parents went to court. Why did you have somebody has abandoned our child? And they said, there's nothing that can be done. Where is the evidence? Where is the evidence of the registration? How the man met the woman when they got married? So the case was thrown out of court because there was no evidence. And beloved, the law, it says certain things, but thank God that in Christ Jesus, there is grace to prevail over the law, because nobody could have fulfilled the law on our own self, by our own mind. Beloved, our father will say to the elders, I gave my daughter in marriage to this man, but he dislikes her. Now he has slandered her and said, I did not find your daughter to be a virgin. But here is the proof of my daughter's virginity. Then her parents shall display the cloth before the elders of the town, and the elders shall take the man and punish him. It was painful for the parents and painful for the child. But beloved, there's somebody here, your case has got absolutely nothing to do with virginity or not. But you have been lied against. And the lie that you have experienced has affected your life, affected your ministry, affected your marriage. Because somebody has lied against you. And you have refused to let go. You have refused. You have lived with the anger. You have lived, beloved, with the rage. You have lived, you have spared yourself and said, but can't everybody see that this was a lie? I want you to know that as long as you hold on to that, you cannot justify yourself before God. He said, forgive us as we have forgiven those who trespass against us. They sin against us. Beloved, it's a double arrest. If you hold on and you do not let go, if you hold on the trespass of another, if you hold on one that is causing you to have ache and pain, if you hold on to what hurt and what pain, trying to prove yourself is much more challenging than being quiet sometimes. That's why the word of the Lord says, in quietness and in confidence lies our strength. Why don't you take this moment and say to God, I let go of that trespass that was committed against me. I let it go of that wickedness. I let it go of that lies. I let it go. David will cry out unto the Lord and say, deliver me from these strange children whose mouth speaketh lies, whose right hand are right hand of cruelty. They were beating me up below the belt. They were eating me out where it ought. But I will help myself by not allowing them to destroy my destiny. There is a purpose I must run. When I stand before God, there must not be the one that will make me say I didn't run my race because they have done wickedly unto me. So the onus lies on me to let go, to let go, to let go. He said, if the trespass times a day and seven times in one singular day. That is 49 times. He said, turn again to thee, said, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. It is impossible for anybody to sin against you 49 times a day. If you do it first time, I forgive you, I run away, I won't let you do it to me. If I don't have a capacity yet to be able to deal with you, the word of the Lord said that flee from every appearances of the devil. Instead of you storing all the list of the evil they've done to you, and you are thinking it, if we wake you up in the morning, you can remember everything. It is damaged, completely destructive. Why don't you say to the Lord, yes, Lord, I let it go, I let it go, I let it go. Isopia Atua. It says, Lord does not take any account of wrong, does not keep the storage of wrongs. Beloved, that is why Jesus can look at that woman. He said, if no man condemn you, I don't condemn you either. He's the only one that has the audacity and the authority to release us from our sin. He did us a favor by shedding his blood. And that is why you are saying, Lord, I forgive myself, because after a while, one looks stupid. When you've been mourning and complaining about one somebody for life, about your wife, about the husband, about your friend, about your colleague for life, you get stuck and you can't move forward. Beloved, I'm talking to somebody on this altar. So it is better and healthy and all for you to let it go, 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 beloved. It's a piato agasosiate. Beloved, when we take the account of wrong, we become the sinner. How could somebody make me a sinner when I try to do the right thing according to the word of God? But if you break one, if you don't follow what Jesus means, when we take account of wrong, there is no love in our hearts. Jesus looked at that woman. He said, in spite of what the law of Moses said, the law of Moses also said that if that was the first law, which is a virgin to a virgin and beloved, and when they dislike each other, but they don't know that what you are dealing with is disfavor. Anybody will look for any excuse to come out of a marriage. But what was missing was this favor. Beloved, the same Lord of Moses would talk about a woman that is found, if they are not virgin and there is deceptiveness, they should bring them to their father's house. And the men or they will stone them to death, or if they have committed atrocities, that is what they were meant to do unto them. But beloved, look at what Christ has done for us. He said, for this man, charge him money for life, but money will not buy that marriage. When the virginity is a lie, he said that girl has done an outrageous thing, and it means that the individual is promiscuous. Even in his own father's house, he said, you must purge evil from among you. If a man is found sleeping with another man's wife, Both the man who slept with her and the woman must die. So today, if they have to bring a camera to the church and it's recording every atrocity that we've committed, nobody will be able to stand. The word of the Lord said that if God has to count iniquity, nobody will be able to stand. No man. But beloved, the blood of Jesus has paved a way for us, but it does not say that we should continue in wickedness. He said no man will be able to stand if we are to mark iniquity. And so that is what you see, that when they brought out to Jesus, they were scoring iniquity. They said this one is even gone beyond scoring. We have a proof that she did it. But God says, you don't have to keep the record, because the blood has wiped out the record for a confessing. Because Jesus did not give her pardon without her agreeing that she did it. The psalmist says in Psalm 130, verse number 2, Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication, my appeal to you. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. There is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul does wait, and in his word do I hope. In his word I have hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning. Indeed, more than the watchman for the morning. David pressed into God and said, if you were to deal with me by deeds, I will be in trouble. I just needed to wait upon you, appealing for your mercy, appealing for your favor. Oh, Israel, open the Lord, for with the Lord there is loving kindness, and with him there is abundant redemption. What is he talking about? He's talking about what the blood has done. And he will redeem Israel from all of his iniquities. David begins to speak ahead of time. Before you and I appear and we mess up, that there is justification available for us in God instead of the condemnation. He said, my hands were not clean, but I believe in the redeeming power of the blood of Jesus. So they brought this woman, because the law says if anybody catches her, she has violated the law and she should be stoned to death. Take both the man and the woman and kill them. But who do they bring? They didn't bring their other men, but they brought the woman before before Jesus. And so you must punch evil from among you. And today we see in places where two people commit wrongs, if it is in a church, and they discipline the girl and they leave the pastor alone, or they discipline a pastor and beloved in a ridiculous way, and we just don't do things right. But God is going to arise for our mercy today and change the story. But where am I going this morning? I'm not mixing anything up. Hear ye the word of the Lord, so that our attitude will change, and the dealings, when we come before God, we'll be right before God. Because we need the divine help of God to have a favorable finishing. When we finish strong, It doesn't matter how we have started. If you started twisted, you can be straightened up. If you key into God and you are ready to deal with God, God will deal with you either. Because I started wrong does not mean I have to remain wrong. An accuser in like manner might not have committed atrocity like she did, but there was something that was in their own life, and they know it was wrong, but they continued in the wrong way without fixing their own stuff. But yet they were pointing a finger at others. And when they came before the Jesus, John chapter number 8, the one who is all seeing, they could cause the law of Moses. But they were completely unfeared. They were completely unbalanced. The Lord of Moses said, get the man and the woman and kill them. But you caught her in the very act. So where is the man? Because they want to make that fellow a scapegoat. And Jesus knew the people that brought you, they were not ignorant to the law. Jesus knew that she did it. Jesus stood for her. Because they were tempting Jesus, they have an intention. In the same way that Baasha built Ramah with an intention to make King Asa to experience a disfavor. They know that if Jesus condemned that lady to death, it means that Jesus himself has broken the law, because the law says both of them need to be dead, the two need to be killed. So they tempted him. They tempted him. They want Jesus to make a mistake. And pass judgment of death unto the one that does not deserve it. If you like, I am not speaking with arrogance, I'm speaking with humility of heart. People will present cases to us so that we can condemn others at their justification. People will tell you a story so that they can tempt you and make you to make mistakes. That is why a church in this land did not know that they have sent spies unto the church. They said that person, there are miracles reported in this church. And beloved, he didn't know that he let down his spiritual guard, look at the emotion, and let go, and beloved, of the reality that the Spirit of the Lord can give him. They painted a picture to him, and he did not ask God, and he ended up, he didn't know that it was a setup. If I mention the name of the church, every one of you will know, beloved, because there are men that will just try to look for a hole if you are not balanced and you do not know what God says. They want you to agree with what they taught rather than what the Lord says. Pastor Deron said, when you develop a spiritual capacity, you will save yourself from signing a document that will take you to prison. You will save yourself from potential trouble of the future. Jesus, the word of the Lord said in the book of John chapter number 2, John 2 verse 24, he knew all men. So including Mary's accuser, he knew he did not commit himself unto man. He did not allow them to make him to make a mistake. And when we are talking about knowing, it is a divine knowing, not you begin to suspect the world. It is a supernatural knowing, and that is why you and I must cry out to God. Beloved, you have said to God, I don't want to suspect or to be suspicious of people. Lord, give me a supernatural knowing of all things and all men that I ought to know according to your word. Give me a supernatural knowing of all things and all men, because he that asketh receiveth. The essence of waiting, he said, as many as wait and call upon me, I will answer you. There are things you cannot know by yourself. Lord, give me a supernatural knowing of all things and all men. It was not there by mistake. He said the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will teach you all things, and he will make all things known to you. He said, there are many things that I want to tell you, but you don't have the capacity for it now. But albeit, when the Holy Spirit comes, that is sent from the Father, he will make known to you all things. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but you don't have the capacity for it. Why don't you say to the Lord, develop in me a spiritual capacity to take hold of your word. I am not overshooting. I am not asking what I am not supposed to ask. He said the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will guide me into all truth. He will tell me the things that I don't yet have the capacity to know. So whether it is man, whether it is this, instead of having capacity for money, having capacity for fame, why don't I have the capacity that the Holy Spirit will begin to tell me the things and the things I need to know, and about life, about what is available to me in Christ Jesus, about what I need to know in people, about what I need to know in places. Purpose cannot be fulfilled without knowing. So I need, in the mighty name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost for me to understand the spiritual truth that I need to know. The Aliba Azo, Ilobia, Aquata, Nagazo, Isupriando, Gekesiate. Beloved, Jesus said they do not yet have capacity. You don't have what it takes to bear so much to handle what I want to tell you. You don't have the capacity for it now. But when the Spirit of Truth comes, John chapter number 16, verse 13, but when the Spirit of Truth comes, it will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own initiative, but whatever he hears, whatever he hears, so the Holy Spirit has hearing ear. Whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. will speak to tell us the solidity and the power and the efficacy in the word of God. He said he will take of me the word. John opened up and said in the beginning was the word. And everything that he was saying is to prove that the word is Christ. And the word, beloved, was made to be manifested among us. And we beheld him and we see the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father that is full of grace and of truth. Is full of grace, of merited favor, and of truth. Wherever the word of God is, there is favor of God to be enjoyed there. Beloved, he said that whatever he hears, that is what he will say. He will take the word. At the time you and I need it, and beloved, he will tell us what was in the world. What was in the world. So when you open your mouth wide, he fills it. And beloved, in the same way, that is why you saw in Hebrews chapter number 4, verse 13, that everything is naked before the world. And it is the same who is the word of God, who is the all-knowing, the all-seeing, that they brought that woman and they said, she's done it. Jesus said, you are looking for a time, a way to condemn me, a way to make me to make mistake. I want you to lift up your voice. And you are saying, my Father, as this year is running to an end, any arrangement of the enemy to make me to miss the mark, any setup of darkness to bring me into condemnation, any setup of darkness to make me to make mistake, Lord, I completely stand on the integrity of your word. I cancel it. I will not enter into the net of the adversary. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, li apioso gosi ato, endege kusoso si intro nogo si kakuasa aya, ilapio otuasa, endege kusote, isopriandege ketuasa, endege kustoso si ate, ilapio otuasa. Endege kusosia ilabrososo ikakuasa pioso nogasa kasuate isoprendege kustososie isoprosa ilabeto antrunaga kasuate nagasosie esoprondige kustoso istoto ondege asa in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Why is it that Jesus did not become a prey to them? Beloved, John, Luke chapter number 4. Help us to see how Jesus returned in verse number 18. He returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus was continuing to do his work, not in the flesh, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, he returned in the power of the Holy Spirit after the temptation, and his fame was spread everywhere. And in 4:18, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel unto the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind. He has set at liberty them that were bruised. And he looked at them and said, today, this gospel is now fulfilled in your hearing. Jesus was a man that walked in the Spirit. And beloved, he said, we don't have the capacity to handle some spiritual truth except we have the Holy Spirit working in us and for us. And how does the me against us. Beloved, when Samson was beloved and let down his guard, he was aiming for pleasure, and he let down his guard, he became one that fell into the trap of the Delilah. I want you to know that if Jesus can be tested, if men can want to see him fall, if they want to see him fail, beloved, they will do it to anybody, and they are doing it even to anybody right now. And God is saying, you can escape satanic setup if you will live a life of the Spirit. For those who are led by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the Son of God. Why don't you say, Lord, every setup of darkness to bring me into condemnation, to bring me into disfavor, to hinder me from finishing favorably in this year 2015, I overturn it, I cancel it, every night of the adversary, every night of the weekend, is to art, endega apioto, endega kesuata, endega apioto, ilapio associate, endega aproso, is to priata gagato, is telibre nega, ipapua apioto, ilapetuaga casusi, is sopro, esusiate. Jesus will speak and Jesus will say, I don't do anything without seeing my Father do it. He remained in communication with the Father, so he has access to what is in the mind of the Father. And it's the same Jesus. The Bible says that he was tempted in all things, but yet he did not see. In every way possible, he didn't miss the mark. He did not become, beloved, a victim of circumstances. Why? And how? Because the Holy Spirit will tell him what he needs to do when he needs to do it. Reveal the heart of man and say, don't man join war. It is a setup. There is a trap. If ordinary Elijah can guard the king of Israel and said the king of Assyria has plotted a camp in a so-and-so place, don't go there. What Elijah was operating in is the Spirit of God that made him to know where is the trap so that I cannot be wasted. That is why you are saying, Lord, every trap that is done for me, whether it is the trap of words, whether it is a trap in printed form, whether it is a trap in relationship, whether it is a trap to commit sin, whatsoever trap is done for me, set for me in 2015, 2016, in every day of my life, oh God, by your power of the Holy Spirit, prevent me from entering into satanic trap out for me. It's a piotto. And then the ecclesiato. Il piotto. Il petrus. Il soprone che custoso. Il becuata. Ta piotto. Il prese che custoso si è. Il soprone che casuate. Il brose. Il becche custoso si è. Il prosusia attuate. Ende che suato, il abbozzuata, ende che custoso si è, il abbroto, onde che suate, ende che lupuso si è, il soprota, il che quasa, il abbroso si ate, ende che lupuso si è, ende che qua a pioto, il abbozzo si è. Hebrews chapter number 2, verse 17, Jesus has to be made like you and I. It opens so that he might become a merciful and a faithful high priest in peace pertaining to God for us. The epic game is not unto angels. Angels that be his commandment. And the angels that misbehave, they are cast down. That is why Lucifer was thrown out of heaven. They don't have a chance. But he became like man for us. He went through so that he can rescue us when we are in temptation. He gave help to us. He said, but he gives help to the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in office, so that he might become a merciful. He can become a merciful and faithful high priest in all things that pertain to God, to make propitiation for the sins of people. For since himself was tempted, in that which he has suffered, is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted. They tempted him. They set him up. They call a question to trap him. Any personality set you up in a discussion in your office today when they need to make a decision about your job, about keeping you or letting you go, and they want to use the word of your mouth against you, I decree in the mighty name of Jesus, they will meet with disappointment, because what you are to say will be given to you in that same hour. Whether you go to be interviewed, the right word will come out of your mouth, and for the right decision to be made in your favor, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Romans chapter number 8, verse 13. If we live according to the flesh, we must die. But if we live by the Spirit, we are putting to death the deeds of the body. You will live. If we live by the Spirit of the Lord, every deed of the body that is fleshly oriented, they are subjected to death. And he said, we will live. What is living in us? That is our spirit will be active. Our spirit man will be under the guard and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because wherever the carcass is added is where the eagle we gather. And the eagle spirit of God on the inside of us will begin to soar. That is why you and I must say, Lord, I dedicate my life unto you. In labia otuata. Lord, I receive grace to live a life that is guarded, instructed by the Spirit of the living God. The appeal unto other eye. Every seduction spirit that is planning to attack my life, I command you to fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I command you to fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Why? Because it is only those who are led by the Spirit that are sons of God, because the Spirit of God has come unto us. He said, I no longer dwell in temples that are made by hands, but I dwell in you by my Spirit. So if the Spirit of God is in you, it means what you need to be governed, to be led, to be instructed, to be guided, what you need to know what you do in every season of God is already on the inside of you. But he cannot force himself to expression. It's waiting. It's therefore you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption as the sons by which we cry out, Abba Father. Where do we cry, Abba Father? Our Abba Father is spirit. For God is spirit. And he's thinking for those that we worship him in spirit and in truth. The one worship there also be serve God in spirit and in truth. Beloved, so they brought us to Jesus, the one who is the all-knowing. They were testing God. They said, this is what the word of Moses said. What do you say in this matter? And beloved, they said to test, they said this so that they can test him. They kept on badgering him. And Jesus looked up, he straightened up and said, let one among you go first, throw the stone, bend it down again. Anyone that is not sinful, anyone that it has not done anything wrong, go and deal with this woman because you have the right to throw the stone at him. Beloved, it said, go and do what the Lord said. I'm not all walking in opposition to the law. And the law arrested those who condemn us. They were unable to do what was meant to be against that lady. And beloved, Jesus said to the woman, he said to her, as every one of them, they were the scribes, they were the Pharisees, as every one of them drop their stone one by one from the oldest one who have understood the law, even until none of them was standing, except the condemned was standing. And Jesus said, woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you? He said, no one, Lord. No one, Lord. That day she was saved, she called Jesus Christ Lord. She just changed from one from the hand of one authority to come into the under the governorship and the rulership of God. He said, I do not condemn you either. Go from now on and sin no more. Just stay away from trouble. So it takes the sinless to free the sinful. It takes the one whose word cannot be bound to release the captives. It takes the one who was not sick but took away your sickness and our infirmity in order, beloved, to heal the sick and to make up, because if God destroys that was meant to be for our sin, it takes the one that died in order to bail out from death. He died that we might have life. What the magnitude of Pharaoh is shown to you and I through what Christ has done for us. Beloved, that is why you and I will see this same woman. The word of the Lord said, to whom much is given, much is required. It was not a big deal for her to break an alabaster box. So, much is given. Much is required. The degree of favor that was showed her by grace that override condemnation by divine help of God against our accusers, against those who condemn us, beloved, brought us to a journey of beginning to walk according to divine order, a journey whereby it can finish, it can finish well. Our beginning was twisted, was all dented and half mass, but she ended right because she has located the forgiver of all sin, because she has come unto the one who is able to rescue, one who is able to deliver, one who is able to justify. Who have you come before this morning? Do you know he is your Savior? He sees your wrong, but when you admit it, beloved, and you call him Lord, he said, if any man is in Christ, is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. We must appear, yes, before the judgment of God to look at what we have done in the body. That woman did an outrageous thing in the body. But grace stood for her because she saw the lordship of Jesus. She started wrong. Divine help, she obtained help from the throne of mercy. And find grace, favor to help her before our accuser. Why don't you say whether it is in the courtroom, whether this body it is, beloved, even in a spiritual world somewhere, it's a covenant of darkness. You are, that they are condemning you, or condemning me, or condemning us. You say you have come to the throne of grace this morning, and you obtain grace and mercy that converts condemnation, not to justification. He said, I justify you. If nobody condemns you, then you are free. You have been justified now. If no one condemns you, I justify you. I've been justified by the blood. What was speaking was the blood of redemption. Therefore, I receive divine justification by the blood of Jesus. I want you to say, oh God, arise. Let favor, let the grace of God answer for my justification. I might have started wrong. I have to finish well. I must finish strong. I must have a favorable finishing. I must have a favorable ending. Not because I am good, not because it is my intelligence, but because you are God. It's a pure or to us, like a custos of the art. Going everywhere. because it is for God. We are in our right mind. It is for your benefit, for the love of Christ controls and compels us, because we have concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died, and he died for all, so that all those who live will no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for their sake. So from now on, we regard no one from a human point of view. According to the worldly standards and values, though we have known Christ from a man's point of view, now we know him no longer in this way. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old things, previous moral and spiritual conditions have passed away. Be all things have become new, because spiritual awakening brings a new life. But these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, making us acceptable to him, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, so that by our example we might bring others to him. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting people's sin against them, but canceling them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation, that is restoration of favor. Restoration to favor with God. What does it mean? If any man is in Christ, does it mean that I'm born again? It means that I'm in Christ. When the word of the Lord is saying, being in Christ Jesus, came and narrated in John chapter number 15, he said, abide in me and let my word abide in you. For no one can bear fruit except he abides in the vine. So there is a continuity in dwelling in God, in continuing in Christ. It's not just I'm born again now, there is grace available to me. I can live life anyhow, and I can do things that I like, and I can come back to God. I know he's going to forgive me if I mess up. We don't abuse grace, beloved. To be in Christ, it means to be engrafted in him, as a branch is engrafted in the vine. To be in Christ, beloved, it means to join ourselves to the Savior and live for him. Beloved, to be altered, to allow the spirit of regeneration to begin to work in us. And it calls for a day-to-day activity of walking with God. That is how you and I can know how to run, what to do, how far we can go. Why don't you say to God, Lord, it takes favor to be reconciled with you so that I can finish well. That woman started wrong in number one in the book of John. Beloved, but she finished right because favor brought about reconciliation on the long term, that she was able to offer herself without looking back. Oh God, my Father, Lord, let your divine help make available to me supernatural favor that will make me to continue in you at all costs, without looking back, without shame, Lord. Le eprosi ike kuaza zeprosuate enge kekusoto endaga apioso endege kuaso siato endege kusoto endege kusoto. Il appio o qua associate endega casuata endega appioto endega quasa isotuato endega casuzia il appioto le grosso sieto endega. custo sosie, e la proto do sosie, e soppiato, e nega che suato, e nega a pio sosia. God will speak to us and use various things. I don't know about you, but he used so many different things to bring the point home in my life. Beloved, it will use so many different things to speak to me so that I know what I am to do. Sometimes what I tell you, I'm in conversation with people and the Lord will drop a word. He said, that is what I want you to do tomorrow in my spirit. I bought an headset last year in Chicago, which some of you must have seen me wearing, you know, a white headset that I put on. Sometimes I forget, even when I'm ministry, nobody tells me, they don't tell me. Maybe they don't even know. Maybe people even think that it was another style. Pastor wearing headset, because I've seen pictures where I wear that headset and I was almost beating myself. I said, oh boy, headset in this nice picture. It means not useful. It's not for fashion. It's just easy for me to wear it. And beloved, I don't need to be looking for my phone or looking for the headset because it's convenient to wear it on the neck. And beloved, I was tired on one morning after the prayer line and I said I need to have it. But I had an impression in my spirit, take that headset off. Beloved, because you can pull the cord of it and put the earpiece inside and lift it on top of my head so it does not have to stay in my neck. And instead of taking it off, what did I do? I put a shower cap, a net, I put it first, put a shower cap on it. Beloved, I was getting out of the bath. I had forgotten that it was there. And so the entrance got into the water. I said, God, I did it. Emma Binu. And I did everything to have that headset to work. It didn't work. So for a period of time now, maybe about 4 or 6 weeks, I have not used the headset. And somebody was kind enough to help me to buy the headset because I could not find it in London. And beloved, because there's been a gap in the usage of that headset, another pair was brought for me. And I opened that pair, and I didn't even understand the buttons anymore. I look at the charger, because I didn't open the packet that came with instruction, because I assume I have this headset before it's the same manufacturer, so it's not expected that it should be different from what I used to have. And beloved, what did I do? I took the charger, I was trying to put it in the between my computer and the Bluetooth headset, and I was struggling. At a stage, I said, oh, they packed the wrong cable with what they bought for me. And I called the person. I said, don't worry, I think the wrong cable seems to have been packed, because I was pressing it and I could not get it in. I want to tell you two things. I got out and went to go and buy another cable, because cable is cheap. If you have an headset that costs about maybe $100 and something, so you know that ordinary cable, it should not be too much to go and replace, because whoever bought it has done some favor. And beloved, I got to the place where I want to buy. Look at my stupidity that God showed me. And I told the people, I want to buy two things. I want to buy a case for my phone, and I also want to buy a cable for this headset. I said, God, do you have a and the charger, and they asked me what type of charger it is. I said, I don't know what it is called. At least I told the truth. And the man said, okay, I think we won't have it. And he looked everywhere. And then he came back to me. He said, where is the port? Then I pointed to what I was putting the headset in. I was trying to put the headset charger into the button. A button that was designed, but the actual port was hidden. It has a cover. In that particular headset, in the old headset that I used, the cover was open. But in the new one, they have put a plastic there so that in the same way that the first headset got damaged, it was simply because that port was open and water entered into it. So the manufacturer has enhanced the product that even if you dump it in the sea, it will not have any impact on it because they've closed that gap. So what did God say to me? If that ordinary man, the company can change the old platform, that the old way that you have seen that that product before, it's important that you read the manual, number one. Number two, it's important that you fix yourself. What do I need to fix? For a few days, I don't think I've slept for 5 hours. I was tired, too tired to know that to differentiate the button from the port. When the people in the store told me that, they showed me, because I was not pressing that thing and it doesn't look, there's no way to put anything in. And the guy looked at it and he said, oh, the battery is there. And he showed me, I said, oh boy, that was my mistake. What they brought for me was correct. The manufacturer has changed it. And I look at the old one and I realize there's been an enhancement to the product. Being in Christ, it means not assuming that you know, continuously engrafting of ourselves in God and in the Word of God, and allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead us continually into favor. It makes us to remain in a position of reconciliation with God. So this woman, much was given to her. Much was required of her. She was condemned, but she stayed with the one who justified her, unlike many other blokes who have ate the bread, who are shared in the fish, and they have run with the bread and the fish, like I ran with an understanding that I already know this product. I've used it for over a year. So giving me another one does not mean I would not know it. Now I make myself look stupid. Because I have not discovered that new covering that they put on the case. And all the inquiry I was meant to do is to go into the manual. And then I would have seen that it was different from the first one that I had. When you are engrafted in the vine, all the inquiry that you need to do is to allow the Holy Spirit, who glue us, who will take of the Father and make it known to us, to ensure that our twist at the beginning can be converted to a favorable finishing. If we allow the help that is available in a place of prayer, and where you make that inquiry, and the Spirit of the Lord take hold of the Word of God, unravel to you and I what we do not know, we will finish well in 2015. We will finish well. And when woman. Much was given unto her and she knew it. Beloved, Luke chapter number 12. I read from verse 46. Actually, let me read in context this morning, because somebody might not ever open this scripture, but I pray to God that we will be opening the scripture. Jesus began to speak to his disciples. He said, be dressed ready for service and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. Beloved, I don't have the usage of that product for a season, and I forgot. When we have a disconnectivity with God and with His Word and with the Spirit and our communication through prayer, it becomes like we are stranger to it and look like a stranger to that product. But He said, like a servant waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when He comes and He knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It would be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. When you are glued to him, it will be of service to you. And beloved, he will wait on us. That is why he said, before the righteous call, he will answer us. While we are yet speaking, he will, beloved, he will attend. He will wait on us because our waiting on him for his arrival, we are waiting on the word of God. And the word of the Lord says, it will be good for those servants who must find them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or towards daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Peter asked, Lord, are you telling this parable to us? Unto everyone, the Lord said, who then is faithful and wise manager, whom the master puts in charge of his servants to give them their food allowance at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whom the master finds doing it. So when he returns, truly I tell you, he will put him in charge of all possessions. But suppose the servant says to himself, my master is taking a long time now in coming, and he then begins to beat the other servant, both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he's not aware of, he will cut him to pieces and assign him a peace with the unbeliever. Why? Because that servant has disconnected himself, because he said, I can wait, he can come tomorrow, but I, beloved, or he's coming in the nearest future. There was no preparedness, there was no continuity. But he said, but the one who does not know and does this, the serving punishment will be beaten with a few blows. For everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much will be required. How does much get required for us? Mary knew that much was given to her. He understand the price of favor that she enjoyed. Beloved, and having what was meant to be for condemnation. Beloved, becoming what God used for justification. Against what was intended for her, God in Christ Jesus favored her. What did she do? She did a service publicly without shame. Beloved, and she broke her own alabaster box when other men are saying, why, this is an expensive ointment. She said, you don't get it. I will give it. It belongs to my master. It's the one by whom I have the privilege of being able to stand. Beloved, and that woman, when Jesus died, when his own followers were deserted him, beloved, it was the same Mary that went back. Jesus said, wherever the gospel is preached, whatever this lady did will speak for her. Wherever the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is preached. So, beloved, when Judas betrayed Jesus and Jesus was taken, Mary, that understand, has a clear understanding of what Jesus has done for us. In Mark chapter number 14, beloved, the word of the Lord said, 2 days after the feast of Passover, of the unleavened bread, when people celebrate, what God did by bringing Israelites out of Egypt by the blood of Passover, when the cross picture was first of all painted, that woman, beloved, showed up in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, and as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she break the box and put it on his head. A number of things were against that woman for that action. Number one, women were subjective in that day. Number two, even showing open grace, open favor to Jesus in a public place. She said, I am yoked with Christ. Nevertheless, a number of things might be against me, but I stand with the man that forgave me much, that gave me my life, that gave me an opportunity to serve him, that made me to escape death and destruction. She gave her all unto Christ. People were mourning, people were complaining, people that stood at that time to condemn her. She said, you don't know. You condemned me, therefore he accepted me. You were against me, but yet he justified me. I was all wrong. It was all right. He makes my wrong to be right. He deserved my all. He deserved my life. He deserved everything that I have. She plugged herself in the socket of life. Beloved, when you plug yourself in the socket of life, when you are unashamed of God, it will not be ashamed of you. Instead, if you are not ashamed of me, I will not be ashamed of you. Before my father. What was that woman doing? When she acknowledges Jesus, she's engrafting herself into Christ more and more before all men. Matthew chapter number 10, verse 32. Therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father, who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, also will I deny before my Father who is in heaven. Beloved, that woman unashamedly said, what I'm risking is nothing compared to what I've been given. Alabaster box of ointment, which was more than a year's wage, is absolutely incomparable to life that he has given me. Because without the life, I won't have the alabaster. Neither will I have been able to get ointment in that alabaster box. God is saying that the favor of God that is available to us is what can help us to finish strong. That woman finished well. She finished strong. She was the one that Jesus said, go and tell my disciples. That the angel first of all told him. He said, go and tell the disciples that he's risen. And Jesus said, I am yet to go to my Father and your Father. She came and plugged herself into the lineage of Christ. She was adopted and she finished strong. Men saw her in a broken pattern, always living a sinful life. But they don't know that when she plugged herself in, she obtained help from the one who is the helper of all men. She obtained help from the one who was favorably disposed towards her. And she said, I will also make my faith in God open before all men. Some don't like to associate with church fellow or even talk about God wherever they are because they rate other men to be important more than their God. Those who stand for me, I will stand for. Today the Lord said, engaging the divine help of God for a very favorable finish. When you are helped by the Almighty God, the poor can become rich. It can pick up the beggarly elements from their dunghill and set them among the princes in the land. 1 Samuel chapter number 2, verse 7 to 8 told us, he said, the Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raises up the poor out of the dust of sin, the dust of shame, the dust of oppression, the doors of harassment, the doors of humiliation, and beloved, the doors of sickness, the doors that represent the consequences of sin, the doors of lameness. It can change the story. If beloved, when he takes you, he lifts up the beggarly element from the sinking, sunken state, from the dunghill, and sit them among princes, to make them to inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord, and he has set the word upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength no man shall prevail. The Pharisees and the scribes were silenced. The accuser of that woman were no more. But she shifted and changed her position because favor answered by divine help that he had received from the Lord. She was favored and her condemnation, beloved God, converted it to plunge her into socket of the kingdom of God, in the socket of her adoption to the kingdom of God, and she changed position. She's now becoming one that sits, even like you and I certainly we are sitting with Christ in high places, far above principalities and powers. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken into pieces. Out of heaven shall the thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give. and exalt the horn of his anointed. That is why favor of God is available to those who plug in, but into God, into his word, into communing with him by prayer, enlarging their capacity. Beloved, she poured out ordinary oil to get a supernatural oil. David said, my own, you have anointed like a horn of a unicorn. Beloved, when the horn of a unicorn is seen, it stands out upright. That bowed, that twisted woman became one that gave what she had to receive favor of God that positioned her rightly into the kingdom to have a voice and a name, and we are reading about her today because she had the connection with the anointed one, the one who changed story, the one that removed from obscurity, the one that eliminated every darkness. I want you, before we round up on this altar this morning, you are going to lift up your voice. You are saying to Jehovah, oh God of my divine help, appear, manifest your supernatural favor for me to finish favorably. Turn in my hardship, oh God, turn in my toiling, turn it to a favorable finishing, changing my season, changing my situation, turning around my story in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's a piazza, and they get custodioto, and la bia otongo sasia. Beloved, favor made Jesus to meet the woman at the well. Every wife, every potential wife is looking for a favorable man. When Ruth met, when Naomi told Ruth, go to our kinsman redeemer, he said so that you find favor in his sight. It will allow you to do this, to take stuff that would allow you to take from the harvest what was left over. They showed her favor because she has showed her mother-in-law favor. She didn't know that the favor that she showed her mother-in-law was a setup for her to come as a person that comes from an idolatry background and yoke herself to Naomi. He said, I will let your God be my God and your people are my people. She didn't know that she was plugging it into the socket of life, that her name, the woman that had a wrong beginning, ended up being in the lineage of Christ. Look at the other prostitute that protected and showed favor to the Joshua team. She didn't know that one day her name would be located in the origin, in the family tree of Jesus Christ. Beloved, the word of the Lord is very clear. The seed that we sow is what we reap. He that goeth forth doing good obtaineth favor unto himself. Proverbs chapter number 12 verse 2 also said, a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices, God will condemn. God has the power to bring the condemned into favor. But for the wicked, who is mindless and selfish, who withdraw with all good from whom it is due, he said, God condemns such men. They come into the condemnation of God. If God condemns a man, who is going to favor him? Why don't you say to the Lord, show me today and give unto me the understanding of the divine mysteries of God that will cause me to have favor and finish favorably this year 2015, and many years that is ahead of me, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is a brown that a custos is suffer a two and angla cososie beleke kutogozo si atu and abaz a condemned situation was taught to a favorable end for us. Is to indege kusoto. The situation of Ruth was so bad, but yet she had a favorable end. Beloved, nakuasa si ate. Favor we make to finish well. God put an end to struggle, to ashes. Peter had a favorable end. Coming by showing favor, Jesus said, lend me your boat. He lent Jesus the boat. And beloved, the true boat that has not achieved any results. That is why somebody must lend Jesus your skill. Lend Jesus your talent. Lend Jesus what he has invested in you. Use it for his glory. Beloved, so that your empty boat can become a boat that is filled up. It's a pure and pure son of God. It's so protected. I want to say to the Lord, I receive divine help. I receive divine help. I receive divine help that I may finish well. I finished favorably 2015 in the mighty name of Jesus. Il a bio otu ata endege kusosi ata il a prondege kusoto il soprosa si a pioto endege kusosia ondege kusosia il a prosa ati. Beloved, when it comes to the issue of work that gives you wages, or business that makes you profit, you are committed. Many of us can even do it at the expense of our family. Many of us can run that race, beloved, diligently. But when it comes to the things of God, it's the last in your list. But God is saying, wake up. That woman sent the wages. It's not my priority. My priority is to get God. She was in love. She plucked herself into the vine. And beloved, what does it mean? That is why Proverbs 22:1 said, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Riches can develop a wing and fly away. And loving favor rather than silver or gold. Beloved, because when you are favored, silver and gold will come to you. When you keep your name by keeping your identity with Christ, beloved, riches will come to you when we stay connected in Christ. Beloved, and we stay glued to him. If any man is in Christ, is a new creature, and grafted to him. Adopted ourselves by the name that he called us. Beloved, this is prayer. Favor will come. Riches will come. What others are running to will begin to run to us. I want you to say, plug me into the socket of favor. Plug me into the socket of life. Liabi engesu ato. That everything that other men run. For wrong to search for, they begin to come unto me. O sapio o tuata, ella pioto no gaso, se priande che cusoso, se preso il pioto, te clacco d'ongle custososa, il sopriato, ende che cesuato, il sopriatoli che quasa, ende che cusoto, isto le belagro su uso, ende che libro sa arte. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And every other thing is not only money, health and wealth, be added unto you. All these things, prioritizing God above what others crave for, look for, what others can compromise on, what other men can go behind the closed door and begin to run out, becoming ignorant of what they were keyed into. He said, come after me. When you come after me, I will show you favor. Beloved, that is why the word of the Lord Jesus left the place of the pool, and he was led by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by the devil. If he passed all the tests, the devil came, there was nothing that was found in him. And he stayed glued on a daily basis with his father, so he was favored. God will tell him what he needs to see on the morning of the day, in the noon time of that day, in the night time before he come back again to the Lord. And beloved, we saw the activities, we saw the wonders. Jesus was never stuck. He knew what to do in all seasons. But I left my excess that I've not used, beloved, for a season. Beloved, become a new product that I don't even know how to deal with. Stay glued with God. Stay connected and walk in favor. For the Lord surround the righteous with favor as with a shield. That is the shield that quenches every fiery dart of the devil that come against us. I want you to say, Lord, decorate my life with the shield of favor to quench every satanic demonic fiery dart of the enemy. Satanic demonic arrangement or set up against me this year, so that I can finish favorably, I can finish stronger, I can finish well, I can finish stronger in 2015, I can finish this year with a smile, I can finish this year, oh God, according to your divine plan, according to your divine purpose for my life. It's a piazza gasosia, and they get quasi. He said, those who diligently seek me, they shall be found of me. Lord, glue me in the socket of life. Lord, decorate me with the shield of favor that kills every fiery dart of the devil, that rid me of every trouble and every pain that make my life, my family, my household, those connected to me, Lord, to be free from being a victim of demonic assassination, demonic opposition, satanic oppression, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my God, it's a pure autuat, and the kusoto, and the custo societo, and la pure autuat, le grossosia, a pioto, and the custo sosia, and so prosiate, and the quasa. It's a proshote, and la bioto da licra da suate, in the quasa sosia, and the lobosahate. When you seek God, it will show up. One of us on this altar, I mentioned that yesterday evening. He has an expectation. And beloved, whether the devil likes it or not, your expectation cannot be cut off. I knew I was meant to deal with that case for a long time, but it was not time. And at the right time, and that case was taken up, and the heaven opened, help us to deal with all the things that need to be dealt with. I know that there was a need for a job. I know that there are delays for things. And beloved, as God was unraveling me since I see it was, I told that brother, I said, it is impossible for you to be stranded. Oh, they were stranded. It is impossible for you not to meet with favor. That brother, even when he was in a fix and looking for a job, he was doing his due diligence in the house of the Lord. Completely consistent. The only time that he did not show up at the summit is when he had to do something in his church that was already planned a year ago. If they were just going to plan it in something, he can have moved. Beloved, he commits himself to a place, it doesn't mean that his church was not good. His church was right. And he remains faithful. So it was impossible for him to be stranded. We only prayed in the morning. He called me back in the evening yesterday and said, they gave me a job now. You got a job, no papers. They didn't ask him for no singular paper. You need, every one of us needs to know whether we follow God. Other people don't have papers, they sit at home and do nothing. And yet, no papers. They didn't ask for a single paper, and they gave him a job. I think on the 6 o'clock prayer line, I was saying how God could tell us the root of the challenge. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Very, very consistent. Not just in service, even in his giving. But yet there are personalities that don't care how things run. But that man, even when he has no job, he emptied his alabaster box because he believed in the kingdom advancement. How would his life be stagnant? It's not possible. There are prayers that you pray that you know that because God is not a respecter of person, what he did for others, he will do for us. But we need to know, that is why testimonies are important. You need to know what they do. I think the testimonies that they share in this commission has to be that, what did you do to get what you got that became, that turned your test to a testimony, so that I can look at my life, what have I done? Am I doing it? Am I expecting magic from God? He said, those who honor me, and we honor that woman favorably, honor God, honor Jesus before all men. Can you imagine the Jesus that has made provision? He made provision for everyone, feeding 5,000 at one occasion, feeding 4,000 at another occasion. And they said to him, what was given to him, which was a year's wage, they said, this year's wage could have been given to the poor. So they said that Jesus does not want it. In the same way that we give to our employers our time, our effort diligently, and you think that the church does not want it, it's only Pastor Ellen. Beloved, there are personalities. There are cases I don't want to be involved in. The case that stood me up all night to 4:30 a.m., I do not want to be involved in it. But even when I don't want to, I lost my peace. I lost my rest. I see that I have enough information that the people, other people don't have. I must get up. And God moved me into that meeting at the right time where I needed to be, to rise up. Why? Because somebody will come on the account of one fellow, God will save life. And they came back with good news last night because God showcased his mercy. But beloved, I was just an instrument. But God agitated my soul to get up and get involved in that matter and to take over and just pray over that situation. And God did what only he can do. And what that is the favor of God. A person enjoy favor with the Lord. Why don't you say to God, give me favor by your divine help. And Lord, in every area of my life, let me finish this year favorably. Favorably. Let the end of this year be on the throne of favor for me. Let this year speak of favor in my life. In the mighty name of the Lord. It is a covenant of God that cannot be broken. He said it is our year of favor. So the supernatural help that we need of God to finish this year favorably must be made available to us today. In the mighty name of the Lord, just will you thank the Lord this, by the grace of God, is the ninth day of our fast. And you are fasted to be favored and to finish favorably. Therefore, you are fasted to feast on what God is making available and to finish favorably. His love, His kindness, everything that He has made available for our wellness, for our wholeness. And I want you to thank God for that. And you say today again, Lord, my dependence is not on myself, it is on you. Help me, Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le e prosu super andege li cruzosie. Estendege custoso. Endege custa atua. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth. It is Christ that showeth mercy. Therefore, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your favor today. In the name of Jesus. My Father, I present a build on order before you. Pastor Yemi Oladele Aki. Sheish Asheyi Atru Sheish Shende Caroline Tivana Belo. I presented before you. Anjayolua Defemi Femi. I present before you, Pastor Peters. I present before you this morning. Lord, all that will see David, I present also before you. Lily of the Valley, I present before you. Every son or daughter that you have brought into this commission, Lord, and you have, even whether they are friends or family of anyone that we present daily before you, I thank you, my Father, that by the covenant of your divine help, favor is available, Lord, for your healing virtue to flow to them this morning. I keep this morning for their recovery, for their wholeness, for their wellness, and for their change of story. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Now unto you, the eternal King of glory, the Ancient of Days, our God is at work in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Unto you we give glory and honor for what you have done this morning. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. For persuaded that you will yet again perform to perfection your word that you have given unto me, your servant, and execute your word that you have given unto me, your messenger, in an exceeding and great measure that surpassed my imagination and my expectation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Beloved, I celebrate you by the grace of the living God. We will be meeting 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, no 6 o'clock meeting today. So I look forward to you, to serve you on this altar from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock this evening. God bless you. Have a glorious day.